Double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Poems for Halloween, an introduction. Many of us remember that feeling from childhood when an adult or even our friends would tell us scary stories of things that go bump in the night. It was a time to scare and be scared, and no matter how terrifying the stories were, it was a good feeling punctuated by shivers and yelps and laughs. Halloween is now firmly established in the calendar as a favourite. Trick-or-treating is an excuse for kids everywhere to dress up in outlandish attire and collect vast quantities of sweets. Equally, adults everywhere are prone to switch off the lights and pretend to be out. In our collection, the poems show that words have been used to enthrall and suggest dark, mysterious forces beyond our control for quite some time. With authors of the ability of Keats, Poe, Byron, and Shakespeare to nourish these primeval fears, the poems have an unsettling nature, as all bad things should. This collection of poems is read to you by Gisela Rowe and Gideon Wagner.
I'm going to whisper now because Halloween is almost upon us. A time of witches, ghouls and hauntings and all kinds of scary things that come out the evening before All Saints' Day to wreak.
I'm glad you're listening, so let us begin.
The Haunted Palace by Edgar Allan Poe. In the greenest of our valleys, by good angels tenanted, once a fair and stately palace, radiant palace, reared its head. In the monarch thought's dominion, it stood there, never seraph spread a pinion over fabric half so fair. Banners yellow, glorious, golden, on its roof did float and flow. All this was in the olden time, long ago. And every gentle air that dallied in that sweet day, along the ramparts plumed and pallid, a winged odour went away. Wanderers in that happy valley, through two luminous windows, saw spirits moving musically to a lute's well-tuned lore. Round about a throne, where sitting poor Phyrogene, in state his glory well befitting, the ruler of the realm was seen. And all with pearl and ruby glowing, was the fair palace door, through which came flowing, 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 and sparkling evermore, a troop of echoes, whose sweet duty was but to sing, in voices of unsurpassed beauty, the wit and wisdom of their king. But evil things in robes of sorrow assailed the monarch's high estate. Ah, let us mourn, for never morrow shall dawn upon him desolate. And round about his home the glory that blushed and bloomed is but a dim remembered story of the old time entombed. And travellers now within that valley, through the red-litten windows see vast forms that move fantastically to a discordant melody, while a ghastly rapid river through the pale door, a hideous throng rush out forever, and laugh but smile no more. Ghosts in Love by Vachelle Lindsay. Tell me, where do ghosts in love find their bridal veils? If you and I were ghosts in love, we'd climb the cliffs of mystery above the Sea of Wales. I'd trim your grey and streaming hair with veils of fantasy from the tree of memory. 'Tis there the ghosts that fall in love find their bridal veils.